recently been furloughed and don't know what to do? My team at FRA Trust would love to help you learn how to turn a 401k retirement account into your own personal IRA. Don't delay. Call us today at 855-935-4214. That's 855-935-4214.
Kimmel's is back with new outdoor seating and safety protocols, but nothing has changed on their incredible menu with the same recipes treating St. Louis for 93 years. They're still kicking it with nightly music and the best happy hour in STL, Monday through Saturday starting at 3:30 p.m. Easily accessible from anywhere in town with a friendly professional staff and the best owner in the business, Kimmel's Chop House is the perfect stop. Kimmel's, with the new patio, the partitions, and the pasta. Celebrating 55 years as a family-owned St. Louis tradition, G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage, including Grant's Farm Brats, Beer Brats, Jalapeno Cheddar Brats, Sazitza, Landjager Beef Sticks, and some of the best andouille outside of New Orleans. The shop is open Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue in South City.
You can't beat G&W.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to call my friends Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. Mark and Neil's incredible marketing strategy sells more homes over $500,000, all with five-star reviews. Find the Gelmans online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
The late, great Kate Smith. It is showtime.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
Chicks and boobs, tatas, cassavas, bazungas, all up in our friggin' faces.
Well, I don't care for that.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 14th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Complete Auto Body. The joke will be brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. That's right, doubling up because I played hooky yesterday. So I'm paying the price for that. Complete Auto Body, our sponsor. And there's a reason that the appropriate name is Complete, because it's more. It would be enough to just do great collision repair, but they do more. They do Complete Auto Service as well. We'll talk about them and Ballast Dental Care, but first...
Hey!
At the control board, is Dad back home?
Dad is back home now.
Well, and home would be Great Britain, where this guy lived for 19 years. And if you want to get even more zeroed in on where home is, it would be where for 10 of those 19 years he lived, and that's where Daddy is today, Birmingham, England. Yes, Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And with us today, and thank you, Bill, for coming in yesterday when I couldn't, and for just kind of, you know, filling in a seat. I appreciate that, and I'm glad you're here today, and you didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or... Wiffle ball gangster Bill Cleveland, how are you?
I'm well. I want to say a quick hello to Cindy. She is a longtime listener, 25 years, she said, and she was nice enough to order a copy of my new children's book, and I saw her address. She lives pretty close to the station, so I just took her to her house.
Oh, what a
and
guy.
And scared the crap out of her, and yeah. She had no idea why I was standing on her front porch. Yeah. She was very nice, and so hello to her. And
was her last name McCloskey?
No.
What? And her name is what, Cindy?
Cindy, yes.
Yeah, we can't let you do that. We told you this 100 times. We don't do that. That personal hello stuff. So, sorry.
Sorry, Cindy.
I wish we could have let you say hello to Cindy, but we can't do it. Behind the greatly exaggerated and overblown coronavirus-proof glass, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. And they have great rates on car loans and home loans. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Our next participant has had 38 jobs. Maybe more. He may come up with another one before he got here. Here meaning, of course, where he is now head of research for the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, newsman for a Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, and there's another job that has nothing to do with this place, and I can never remember. Oh, yeah, there it is. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello and thank you to the Law Office of Scott Sherman. The company Bayer has announced it will pay billions of dollars to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using that weed killer Roundup. Even if you haven't filed suit, some of that money might belong to you, and the Law Office of Scott Sherman is handling class action Roundup cases right now and standing by if you or a loved one think you might be eligible. And to find out, send him an email, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be made solely on advertisements.
All right, and now you know. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind end.
And Rat Boy is afraid that this little rumor, it's not a big one, he doesn't want it to spread, and that is that you can get this COVID-19 thing from what is it they said? You
cheese.
No, eating cheese? No, not true. And he wants you to know it's not true. There are other ways to get it, but eating cheese is certainly
cheese.
Not.
Cheese.
In fact, God. Thank you, Rat Boy. That's right, Rat Boy. In fact, he probably would suggest you eat that to try to fend it off. There's no medical data to prove that, but he seems to think it's sort of like the end-all, be-all, cure-all for everything. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love polka music, and you know you do, give it up for Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Our sponsor is Complete Auto Body. Listen to this email. Frank, I'm a longtime listener. I'm in the process of moving from Salem, Missouri to Imperial, Missouri. And then he goes on to say that he's opened a new account at First Community Credit Union. Thank you for that. He says, my car, unfortunately, needs some body work. I got in touch with Complete Auto Body in St. Peter's. They could not have been nicer. I told them about that I'm a listener. And boy, was I given the first-class treatment. I'm also a retired police officer, and they are huge police supporters. Thank you for the great recommendations. I drove 118 miles to bring my car to them, and will be 43 miles away by the time it's repaired. I don't care about the distance, because They do excellent work. And by the way, he says my favorite jokes are, one, old lady joins a biker gang. Two, little girl getting a haircut with a hostess Twinkie. And three, Chinese Goldberg Hindenburg. Now, I have to stop and say, Mike, who sent the email, my joke is not Goldenberg Hindenburg, it's Goldberg Iceberg. But same joke, and I know what you're talking about. He says, if you haven't told them lately, I'd love to hear one of them. Okay, Mike, stay tuned. You'll hear them again. Thank you, Mike, for the great email about Complete Auto Body. The only other thing I want you folks to know is that in addition to great collision work, and that it is, of course, important you let them know your AM and the PM, their relatively new advertiser. I'd like to keep them around for a while. They do complete auto service, brakes, tires, oil change, pre-purchase inspection, safety, emissions, all that stuff, all that auto service work there in St. Peter's, Hazelwood, and Delwood. They also own a fantastic towing service, A to B Towing. Complete Auto Body, CompleteAB.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winston.
He's
Central,
here today.
Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama,
in the house,
Ottawa,
as they say. Bill Clavlin brought to you by Window World, number one selling replacement window in the country. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more information. Would you please say hello and show your love for Bill Clavlin? Bill, how are you?
Well, first, I'm sad to report that my free headphones have now completely died.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the poor thing. Yeah.
What do you mean free?
They're the ones that we got on our trip to France.
Which it broke
from
the airplane
yesterday. I've been using them for a year.
Cheapskate.
So now I have these. I feel like a pilot in the Air Force. They're so gigantic.
Thank you for coming in yesterday.
Yes, my pleasure.
Appreciate it.
So, as you know, or I think you know, we decided that on Tuesdays and Thursdays we would try some sort of a game during the Playhouse. And today we are going to play The Family Feud.
I'm ready.
Dan?
I'm ready.
Mainly because I just like this.
I want to just give a accolades or whatever to Bruce Limpers. Listen to Bruce and the orchestra sounding exactly like the Family Feud theme.
You guys are the best, Bruce. Yeah,
so they nailed it.
All right, so I am going to use, these are survey questions that have been used on the show, and for anybody who's never seen Family Feud, essentially, they poll, I think it's 100 people.
That sounds dirty, they poll
They
people.
Poll them,
Take my poll. Touch my poll.
And then so your job is to guess what you think the most people said, the number one answer. So here's what we're going to do. Each question I'll use three times, okay, so we'll just keep going around the room. And then we'll rotate in a new question.
No, we're not leaving the room.
I don't keep score with this.
No, I'll keep score.
Okay.
I'll keep score. And so how this will work, if you guess the number one answer, you'll get 3 points. You guess the number two answer, 2 points. Number one answer, excuse me, I got that backwards. One, two, or three, okay? And then otherwise you get nothing, and we keep moving on. All right, so let's just try it. So we'll start with Limey. What do you say?
That's good.
Sure. Okay. Limey, we asked 100 people, name something many people do just once a week.
Just once a week?
Yep, and you're trying to get the top answer.
Once a week.
Okay. I'll say laundry.
That is the number three answer.
Whoa.
Good job. So you get 1 point. Now we move to Dan Strauss. Dan,
oh my goodness.
Name something many people do just once a week.
Poop.
Oh, come on.
Daniel
that's
Strauss.
Once a week.
I'm so sorry. Oh. Surprisingly, that is nowhere list.
Do you know that we had a friend, and it's a close enough friend that she confided this to my wife, that sometimes she only poops once a week?
How is that possible?
I don't know.
That's
I don't know.
Okay, so sorry, Dan. No points for that fantastic answer. We move to Tim Woodburn. The number one and number two answers are still up on the board.
I'll say go to church.
That is the number one answer. Good job.
Man.
Good job. So that is 3 points for Tim Woodburn. Okay, so now we move on to another question. Frank, this one is for you.
Frank doesn't get to guess the number two answer?
Nope. Well, I can give you the number two answer. It was groceries or shopping.
Okay.
Here's the next question. We surveyed 100 people. Name a reason a person might wake up at 2 in the morning. Might wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
To pee.
That is the number one answer.
Yeah!
Go to the bathroom. Good job.
All right.
Okay, 3 points for Frank. We move to Limey. Limey, name a reason a person might wake up at 2 in the morning.
Loud noise.
That is on the list, but it's not in our top three, so you get nothing.
Idiot.
That was the number four. So now we go to Dan.
A cramp.
Good grief.
No.
Have you ever got a cramp?
No, my wife gets them all the time. She's up every night with a cramp.
Limey, you should have got this. The number two one was baby or a child.
What kind of parent are you?
And because we rotate the questions. Just calm down.
I don't understand the rules.
It's pretty simple. Okay, so now we go to Tim, so you get a new question. Every three times, I'm rotating the question.
Okay.
Holy smokes. Tim Woodburn. Name something you might eat with a hamburger.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh.
Another hamburger.
I'm just kidding. My goodness.
That's for him. That's the perfect answer.
I was kidding.
Yeah. I'll say fries.
That is correct. Yeah, number one.
The only thing that made it better if he said two more hamburgers. Fries. That's
Tim
exactly
is in the lead. Okay, so Frank, we move to you. Name something you might eat with a hamburger.
Not on the hamburger, but with the hamburger.
Correct. Right.
Boy, once you get onion rings.
Ooh.
It's number four, so no points for number four. Sorry.
Good one, though.
Limey, we have the number two and the number three answer still up on the board.
Tater tots?
That's the number five answer, so I'm sorry. The answers were...
beans?
I don't like this.
Beans?
Soup? Who eats soup with a hamburger?
No.
Okay, and then a salad. So that's really okay.
Get
so
out those, of here.
There you go. So Dan, we're back to you.
All right.
Okay. Name something you haven't done since high school gym class.
Masturbate. That actually is funny because of course he has.
He said gym class, not 3 o'clock. Okay.
Not 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Something you haven't done.
Run.
Yep, that is the number one answer.
That's a good one.
Job.
Wow. That's a good one.
3 points. 3 points for Dan. Now we go to Tim. Name something you haven't done since high school gym class.
Dunk a basketball.
I'm sorry, that is not on the list. Sorry. Frank, something you haven't done since high school gym class.
Push-ups.
That is the number three.
Yeah. Whoa.
1 point. All right. 1 point for you. So we have 6 for Tim, 4 for Frank, 3 for Dan, 1 for Limey. Number two is dodgeball.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dodgeball.
I love that game.
I love dodgeball, too. Okay, so now we are, whose turn is it?
My turn, I think.
No, it's Frank's. Oh, no, it is Limey. It is Limey.
Because I just
asked. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Limey, we asked 100 Americans, how much do you tip for good service? These are percentages, I should say.
25%? Oh, 25%?
25% is the number three.
Ooh.
So 1 point for you.
Got in there.
Dan, what percent?
20%?
That is the number one
answer.
So we get, let's see, three for Dan. Okay, and then we move to Tim. So we did, you have... the number two answer is still available.
15%.
That is it. Yep.
Wow. Way to go.
We all did it.
Yeah, you did. Okay. Let's see. Frank.
Yeah.
Tell me something you can buy that costs $1 or less. Now remember, they ask 100 people in this survey.
$1
Name something that you can buy that costs $1 or less.
The hooker on the east side.
That's $2, I know. $1 or less. How about
chewing gum.
Ooh, it's on the list, but it's like number six.
No!
So, oh, sorry. Man. Missed the cut there. Limey?
Tootsie Roll Pop? Tootsie Pop, sorry?
No, that is not on the list.
Idiot.
Dan?
Candy bar?
A candy bar is surprisingly not on the list.
And they're expensive.
Yeah,
three, you got my candy bar
the
for
answers,
$1.
Top three answers were fruit, fast food, and a soft drink.
Stupid. Fruit, fast food, and a soft drink.
Those are stupid.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Here come the complaints, Bill.
Yeah. Okay. We're at Tim now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Tim, name something that breaks down.
A car.
Number one.
Whoa!
That was the number one answer. Yeah. Tim's killing this game. Okay. Frank, name something that breaks down.
Air conditioning.
No, I'm sorry. That is not on the list.
Oh.
Limey?
Fridges.
Fridge? You mean refrigerator?
Fridge. No, I'm sorry. That is not on the list.
Fridge.
Car, body, and computer.
Body?
The body breaks down? That's just age.
Yeah.
Computers don't break down. Nobody says
fridges
that.
Fridges do.
Have you ever heard anybody say, my computer broke down? Never.
No. Well, there was a survey.
I believe Frank would like the logic protest.
You got to yell at the people that
ever
were surveyed.
That. Yeah. I know, but nobody's ever said, my computer broke down. They say, my computer died. It quit. It's whatever.
Okay. We'll do two more. Whose turn is it?
Me, I think.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan, name a specific piece of furniture that might be handmade.
These are weird.
Yeah, they're kind of weird.
Rocking chair?
Chair. Yeah, chair. That's one. That's the number two answer.
Way to go, okay. Dan. So
2 points for Dan. Tim?
Coffee table.
Table, the number one answer again.
That's going to be my answer.
Oh.
Wow. All right.
I Scott Sherman'd you.
What do you think, Frank?
a piece
of furniture that might be handmade.
A baby bed. Or crib.
It's down at the very bottom of the list. Table, chair, or bookshelf.
No.
All right, let's do one more. Let me get a good one.
Okay. Bookshelf. Starts with Limey, right?
Yeah.
Yep, Limey. Here we go. Limey, name a sport some mothers hope their child never plays.
This is easy.
Football.
Easy.
That is the number two.
Ooh. Wow, number two. I thought it'd be number one.
Probably NASCAR.
Hockey.
Hockey is the number one.
Wow.
One, two, three. All right, Tim, who is a pretty comfortable lead here.
I would say boxing.
Boxing is not on the list, actually.
That surprises me.
Hockey, football, and baseball. By 5 points, the winner, Tim Woodburn.
Whoa!
All right. I'll try to get some more risque questions for next time we do that.
Risque questions.
There you go. Right. Bill Cleveland on 590 The Fan.
I like the fact that you eliminated M. Bill Clubman on the road.
Well, today I'm not.
I like that. You're not on the road. Just on 590 The Fan.
Look, my pen just broke down. Pen has to be on the list.
Broke down.
Just completely broke down.
Yeah. Should have been on the list. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I'm going to read you this email, and this goes right along with what I talked about earlier about this COVID business. This email is referencing a guy who he's in sales, and he supplies nursing homes with safety products, Band-Aids, first aid kits, blah, blah, blah. He's a rep. That's what he does. One of his clients had 25 workers. Now, this is local. This is an email from me to a local listener. One of the clients had 25 workers who tested positive last Wednesday for COVID. A hospital nurse aide came on site and conducted mandatory testing. The manager of the nursing home was suspicious of it. So he himself tested positive. Then out of his own pocket, he paid for anybody who was willing that tested positive to be retested. They'd all now been quarantined. 18 of the people opted to be retested, and all 18 tested negative.
Oh.
No COVID. The others refused to retest and admitted they wanted the unemployment money.
because the manager called the center that sent the first test, and they blamed the results, and I've heard this before, on the lab. So he called the lab. They wouldn't respond to his calls. The place that did the retesting said this is extremely common, certainly in Missouri and likely in other states, these fake COVID positive tests. He says, I know that this is the emailer. He says, I know people have died from this, so I'm not minimizing it. But if this is really true, and I think it is, we have labs actively trying to sway statistics. He says, I had thought these test results were instantaneous, but apparently not. The original reason for the test is because the corporation that owns the home is demanding all workers get tested nationwide. Makes me wonder if they're not somehow benefiting from positive testing. I guess we'll never know. 18 people are now cleared to work. 7 others are going to stay home and get paid for a few weeks. Thank you for that email. I appreciate it. Mary Trump has written a book about her uncle, Donald, Too Much and Never Enough. How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. In the book, among all the other horrible things she says about Donald Trump, she says that somebody, he paid somebody to take his SAT test. Let me just, you guys take an SAT test?
Mm-hmm.
How could you possibly pay somebody? As I remember it, you're in a room, and they give you 5 pencils. Remember that multiple pencil thing? They
give us like, yes.
And then you're timed, and somebody... How do you get somebody else to take your test?
Look at the scandal this country just saw with all these people getting their kids into school.
Yeah.
That's one of the ways they were doing it. They were buying off the moderators of the SAT testing rooms.
Okay.
So that's different than
paying somebody else to take your test.
And that also happened in this academic scandal where one guy took the test for about... Because he was like a genius, and he was getting like 34 out of a possible 35, and one guy got indicted as being a conspirator in that.
I would never be smart enough to pull that off, because I remember going to that SAT, nervous wreck. It took forever, and had all these pencils, and I thought, I read that, and I thought, how could I have had, hey Billy, come over here and take my test for me?
It was complex. They were getting confused. Wow. They were walking in with fake IDs, and
I don't doubt that he did that. I'm not doubting that. I just wonder how you pull that off.
With a fake ID.
Wow.
Fake ID and confidence, yeah.
Good news, according to, this is a national news story, best place in the country to buy a new home. The good old Midwest. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Positive news for us. Now, this is, I don't know why I thought of this. You guys know the first time you ever went up in an airplane, any airplane?
Yes.
I think most people do.
Yeah.
That's when I remember.
My first commercial flight was to go to basic training for the Army. First time I was on a commercial plane. But my first plane ride, I was 7 years old. Now, the reason I mention that, my aunt called me. With a thick southern accent, because I'm a little hick hillbilly in Tennessee. And she said, would you like to go up in the airplane? And I said, sure I would. And she said, well, I have a friend, and he has it was a little Piper Cub, 2-seater plane. She took me out to the little airfield.
You and your aunt sounded a lot alike.
And she introduced me to Mr. Bird, B-Y-R-D, like Marty Bird. And he took me up and around in the airplane. His name was Fred Bird. Fred Bird. That was his name.
Fred Bird.
And then years go by, and then I realized, the first time I saw the Cardinals, Fred Bird, I thought, hey, that's the guy who took me up in the airplane. His name was Fred Bird. And I don't think then there was a Fred Bird. This would have been late 50s. There was no...
No.
Mascot, was there?
No. There was Larry and there was Big, but I didn't remember.
No,
Fred.
I don't think so. But Mr. Bird, long dead now, I'm sure. Oh, and years later, my aunt called me. She said, "You remember that nice man, Mr. Bird, took you on his airplane?" I said, "I sure do, Aunt Frida." And he said, "He just killed his sister." So he murdered his sister and went to prison.
Whoa.
That's what happened to the man that took me up in an airplane.
Wow.
Bob Dylan has released his first album of original music in 8 years called Rough and Rowdy Ways. It's about getting older. Bob Dylan is 79 years old. I spoke with Bob Dylan this morning. Yeah. I said, Bob, congratulations on the new album, all original music. You're 79. I don't doubt for a minute. I understand why you probably wanted to write about getting older. Are you happy with the album? Here's what he said.
Well, I'm happy with it. Once upon a time, I drank a little wine, and I never pooped in my pants.
Ray Bob Dylan. Wow. Friend of the show.
Has a way with words.
Yeah. Friend of the show. Jane Lynch is 60. Jane Lynch is an interesting character to me. Yeah. She's taller than most women would want to be. She's gay. Her waist is up as high as most people's top of their heads. You know, she's real high-waisted. Yeah. She's awkward, yet she's really pretty.
Yeah.
She's got a beautiful face.
She's funny, too.
Yeah, and she is funny. And she's probably a great inspiration for all girls who think they're too tall or think that because they're gay they're not going to get work or whatever. I just find her interesting to me. So she is 60. You may know by now that they've closed all the restaurants in California. I'm not even, I don't, you don't even have to ask, you know what I think about that. Wow. Good luck, California, recovering. In Baldwin, where my daughter and her husband, I'm still not used to that, son-in-law live, we discovered a little place called Baldwin Snow Cone. Dan, do you know about this place? I think it's on Reese Road or something.
I don't know.
No. It is the greatest place. It's a throwback to like the 50s or 60s. It looks like a little custard stand, but it's snow cones and all flavors, but yet they sell hamburgers and pulled pork. This is the greatest little neighborhood place. It's fantastic.
Do you know the largest maker of snow cone syrup in the world listens to this show?
Oh, I absolutely do. Yeah. She has for 25 years.
Mrs. Tomber, yeah.
Yes. Addie Tomber.
Yeah,
she's they a really own nice person. The biggest syrup company.
Rio
yeah.
syrup, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. How did you know that?
Because she's come to some of my trivia nights, and she's... Yeah,
right.
Since
she has. Yeah,
no, she's emailed me for years so and years nice. And years. She's yes. wonderful. But Baldwin Snow Cone. This is a free plug. This is the neat... And families sit outside and eat. I love snow cones. I do. And cherry.
I'm going to have to go by there.
Oh, you do. Cherry. That's my flavor. My grandson likes... It's called Tiger Blood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know that about one. That?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tiger Blood.
Mine's I took a taste raspberry. Of it. It's a lot of coconut. It tastes real coconutty. Mm-hmm. What else is going on here? I'm getting... I should save this for Monday for Josh Bauman. I'm getting now all of a sudden the last 2-3 weeks texts, one almost every day. A text to me, Oprah says this is the greatest way to lose weight, or it's an erectile dysfunction thing, or it's an insurance thing. How is this all of a sudden happening on my cell phone number that I'm getting?
I don't know how you're
and I block each one, but they just keep coming.
I don't know how you get specific ones from companies and stuff like that. Normally I get political campaigns and things.
Yeah, I've gotten those.
And the other one I get is, hey, I'd like to buy your house. Now, how do they, and they know the address.
Is there a way you signed up for something recently?
No, it's all over the place. It's weight loss, it's insurance, but one every day or so.
Hmm.
And then I block the number, and they have a bank of numbers, so they just roll them, and it just keeps coming. I just wondered if anybody else was...
No, your wife must have signed you up for the erectile dysfunction thing.
Mm. No. No. Your girlfriend, Sandy. And Sandy said, if I have it sent to you, then Dan won't know my concerns.
Oh, no.
This shouldn't be one of my favorite stores, but it is and has been for a long time. Bed Bath & Beyond. I love those. They're closing 200 stores.
Are they really?
And the first time my wife says, we got to run in Bed Bath & Beyond, I went, Bed Bath, I don't want to go there. I love that
it's
store.
It's a fun store.
It's a great store. Yeah. But apparently they're in a little trouble. And they're, I can do a little business. The joke. The joke's brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Ballast Dental Care sponsors the joke. Where I've gone for 47 years and 3 months. 47 years and 3 months I've been a customer of Ballast Dental Care. I would like for you, a patient, I would like for you to become a patient at Ballast Dental Care. You say, I don't need any dental work. Well, of course you do. You need to have your teeth checked, cleaned, x-rayed, whatever. Nobody can go for very long without needing somebody to look at your teeth and your gums, so why not make it this place? You got a better place? No, of course you don't. You might think you do. You go, well, I like my dentist. Like your dentist, really? You like your dentist because maybe you don't have anything better to compare your dentist to? I have that better place. It's Ballast Dental Care. And there are several reasons why in 47 years and 3 months, I've never, ever wanted to go anywhere else. And I think you're going to feel the same way. That's how you're going to feel. You'll never know until you make the first appointment. Please do. Make one appointment. You'll see. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I don't think it's been a year since I told this joke. I like to try to go about a year, but Ellie sent such a nice email asking for this joke. I thought, long enough, I'll do this. So here we go, Ellie. Ernest and Edna are two very elderly people. Ernest is mid-90s, and Edna is early 90s, 92-ish. And they're in a retirement home, nursing home together, same facility, each with his or her own room. And Ernest and Edna, and it's well known in the nursing home, they got a thing going. They're a couple. But Edna finds out that Ernest has been visiting Donna's room. Mm. Donna's about the same age as Edna. Donna looks a lot like Edna. She's no more attractive. Early 90s, and Edna's hurt, and Edna confronts Ernest. And she says to Ernest,
I understand. You've been going into Donna's room.
He said, that's right. I'll admit it. I've been visiting Donna.
And she says, Why? What does she have I don't have?
He said, well, I'll tell you one thing. She's got a big screen TV, like a 65-inch television.
She says, now, Ernest, you know I have a 65-inch TV, too. I have that.
He goes, yeah, but she's got a... It's one of these reclining sofas, and it's got cup holders in it.
She says, now, Ernest, you know that my sofa also reclines. It's got cup holders in it.
Yeah, but Donna lets me watch pornography on the big screen.
She says, now, Ernest, you know that you have been to my room many times, and I have let you watch pornography on my TV, too.
He goes, Donna holds my penis while I watch it.
She says, now, Ernest, I do that. I hold your penis.
He said, yeah, but she's got Parkinson's.
Get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Farmers Market. These days, your health and wellness are top of mind, and it's no surprise that healthy living begins with what we eat. That's why Fresh Time is more committed than ever to providing real healthy foods at real affordable prices. They cleared the crash eastbound 64 at Big Bend, also wrapped up an accident westbound 4064 at Prospect. You have a stall blocking the left lane eastbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt, accident southbound 270 before 44, and a car fire southbound 61 at Wentzville Parkway. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Biggie's Restaurant has been a staple of the community for over 30 years, and starting on May the 19th, they are back for dine-in services. Keeping you safe is just as important as serving the best food in St. Louis, so Biggie's will be open with limited seating, including outdoor tables, no more than 8 to a table, and all 6 feet apart. They will be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday, as well as Sunday, and 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Biggie's will be serving their full menu and all of your favorite daily specials. See you on May the 19th.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
Time to check in with Mike Evans. He's in Dallas, Texas. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I had a sort of a business launch last week at Annie Gunn. I love that when that happens and somebody else picks up the tab. That's great. And as always, it was fantastic. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. It's also fantastic, and they're both closed only on Monday. You need to know that if you're going to dinner at Annie Gunn's, and I suggest it for lunch as well, reservations. Make them. You're going to need them. And then, of course, gift cards. They sell thousands of those every year, and there's a good reason why, because who doesn't want a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley? From Dallas, Texas, here is Mike Evans. How are you? Okay, how are you now?
Good.
All right.
Missed you yesterday, homie.
Well, I had no choice. I had to be gone, but I'm back today.
You're supposed to say I missed you, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed you, too.
Yes, oh, okay,
thank you,
good,
Cam.
Good,
thank
good.
You. Thanks. Yeah, missed you, too.
Love Nugget, David Beckham's son, Brooklyn, is marrying Nicola Peltz, daughter of billionaire Nelson Peltz. The bride comes from a very weird family. Her cousin was Doris Duke, who was the richest woman in the world in the 1980s and living in Hawaii and known for her very, very bizarre behavior. Like the huge birthday party Doris Duke had for her pet llamas and turtles. It was held at her house, $10,000 bottle of wine, lots of those, balloons, clowns. Everybody had to wear those really silly hats. I know because I was there.
Whoa.
Whoa. Right there at Doris Duke.
Man, I'll bet you were all over that $10,000 bottle of wine.
Oh, you bet I was. You bet. Court news, Ms. Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice, was in court today via the Internet, via video, pleaded not guilty, said she didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Bail denied. No surprise there.
Good.
Court news. Brescher Gray. His name is Brescher Gray. Jussie Smollett's best friend, co-star of Empire, was scheduled to be Smollett's character witness when he goes to trial. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Gray is currently in jail, being charged with beating and choking and knocking his wife unconscious and holding her prisoner. That doesn't sound like a real good character witness to me.
Not to me, no.
I wouldn't think that'd be a good character witness. Coronavirus news. England reopened everything very, very early. Now health officials and experts there are predicting that there could be 125,000 more deaths in the U.K. before the new year?
Wow.
Glad you're out of there, Limey.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not good at all. Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered everything shut down. But Orange County residents have voted to reopen the schools. And if the governor won't allow it, plan to ask Trump to override the governor's order. Can he do that?
I don't know.
How does
that
work?
Anymore, I don't know who can do what. This is all so confusing to me.
Well, I tell you what, I just thought about this. That DA you had there in St. Louis, that Kim Gardner girl.
Oh, don't even.
Man, she is getting blasted all over. I saw a picture of her with a red nose, a red ping pong ball on her nose, and she's making her look like a clown.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good.
I don't. Boy, they're really bad mouthing her all over the country. Odds and ends, there is a movement to take the TV show The Office off the air because it's not politically correct.
Everything is not politically correct.
This show's not politically correct.
Exactly.
Oscar, you're gay.
They also want to change the name now of the Texas Rangers because the Rangers are police and they're not good.
Oh, come on.
Well, what about the Dallas Cowboys? They're the ones that killed the Indians.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
How about that?
Prediction, the Battle of the Divas biopics won't be that much of a battle. Aretha Franklin's biopic versus Whitney Houston's biopic. Aretha's biopic named Respect is in post-production. Whitney's is in pre-production. Aretha's is a celebration. Whitney's is a tragedy. I can't wait for the Aretha Franklin one. Jane Fonda bought an entire first class cabin of an airplane, wore goggles, face mask, face shield, demanded to be boarded last and to disembark first, and refused to talk to the crew.
What a bitch.
Go back to Vietnam.
What a bitch.
I am so glad that we finally fired that Tom Bergeron.
Me too. Thank you. No, thank you. And Aaron Andrews.
And Aaron Andrews.
She added nothing to that show.
What show?
He was a detraction.
Dancing with the Stars.
He was a detraction.
They got rid of both of them. I did not understand why he was the host of that show.
I never understood it. He's absolutely horrible. And by the way, Bob Saget, I can't stand him either.
No, I don't like Bob Saget.
You know, Bob Saget, before he got into hosting, he did stand-up and was voted the most vulgar stand-up in Hollywood.
Oh, have you ever seen a stand-up?
Yeah, I was stunned the first time I heard Bob Saget, how filthy he was, because I only knew him from America's Funniest Video.
He had a recurring guest appearance on the show Entourage. It was one of my favorite series of all time.
Yeah.
He's the most vulgar sex addict cussing guy you've ever seen in your life.
Wow. Wow.
Horrible. Got a TV update for you, something that I'm recommending. It's old. It's been around for years, but I recommend it. Doc Martin on Hulu, a great quirky comedy worth binging. They have 5 seasons. You ever watch Doc Martin?
No.
Yeah, Martin Clune. Great TV show.
Yeah.
Set in a really beautiful little English village.
Never watched it.
A really beautiful, the village. Where is that village?
The name of the village is called, the fake village is called Port Wen. I've seen it in several different movies, but I couldn't tell you the name of the actual town. I'm sorry, Mike.
What do you know about Great Britain?
A little bit.
Oh, that's right.
You live there. Cheryl and I, when this coronavirus is over, we're thinking about going to visit that little village.
If it doesn't get over, I'm thinking about moving.
You can get through with a flight through Miami. My dad just got back, just came through recently.
Yeah. I think Mike
Miami
wants to wait.
Where,
I think Mike
to
wants,
Heathrow?
Mike wants
yeah,
to
Miami
wait
to Heathrow.
Till this COVID thing dies down. I don't blame it.
Yeah. Okay.
And you still have 30 seconds.
Is that all I have, 30 seconds?
Yeah, so you don't need any more now because we're not doing the pop quiz answer question thing. That's all you need. In fact, now you have the 20 seconds.
Well, I want to wish everybody... How about that Kim, what's her face?
I know.
What the hell's her
yeah,
deal?
I know.
Yeah.
Don't even.
You gotta run her out of town.
Well,
Mike Evans, see ya!
See, the whole country is talking about it. Well, sadly, it's over. I leave you with this request. Please, now, especially now, thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, and goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
The 590 The Fan app. Download it today in your app store. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
ESPN reporting the Cleveland Browns are putting the finishing touches on a five-year extension with defensive end Myles Garrett coming in at a toasty $125 million. The deal, once official, would slot Garrett as the highest-compensated non-quarterback in the NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs have a four-year, $85 million deal in place with defensive tackle Chris Jones. The contract pays him $37 million upon signing. According to The Athletic, the NBA serving warnings out to a few players thanks to tips from the league's anonymous hotline where guys can call out their peers for breaking safety and health guidelines in the bubble. Nets' new signee, Michael Beasley, arrived at the Orlando bubble and quickly made a U-turn after contracting COVID-19, and the Atlanta Braves are reportedly giving Yasiel Puig a shot on their roster. I'm Brian Fenley.
We are Fox Sports!
Do you know who this is?
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. One guy's married, one guy is divorced, one guy has no kids, one guy...